Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Gail Richardson, and she is the director of the Audubon Public Library and Cultural Center. Good morning to you, Gail.
Well, good morning to you too, LaVon.
Well, first thing I want to talk about is that you have a presentation, a program going on tomorrow evening. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've got Linda McCann, who's an author who's written several books on a variety of topics. Mainly, most of them are around the Waverly area where she's from, but she's also written on the Civilian Conservation Corps, or the CCC. But she's working on a book on the Iowa prisoner of war camps for Germans during World War II. And Audubon was a location for not one of the main camps, but one of the smaller camps.
Mm-hmm. I think Holstein is the place I drive through that I think of that. But many people do not know that there was one near Audubon, and lots of work done.
Well, and it was back in what I found out in the fall of 1944, Elmer Carlson, who had Carlson Seeds, needed manpower to bring in his crop of seed corn, and 125 German prisoners of war were brought up from the Clorinda camp, which was one of the main camps, and they were housed out at the Frederickson's had a roller skating rink, and it was out by the fairgrounds, and that's where they housed the German prisoners of war. They said they had barbed wire around the camp. There were three guard towers, and the officers that were the guards were housed in the floral hall at the fairgrounds.
Very, very interesting, and I know that Linda will have many more stories to tell. So that's happening.
Well,
yes?
She will, and she also wants people to bring stories, too, because she is writing this book, and her main reason for coming and for contacting me is, did I know of anyone? Mm-hmm. Can I get the word out to bring people in with the stories they remember? Because I had talked to Arch Anderson here in town, and he said he was a boy at the time, and he could remember they were housed there, but he said it was a scary place to go, so he was warned not to go out there. So, and Arch is 90, so, you know, we're losing history if we don't get these stories down.
And I know Linda really works at getting that local interest and getting the real story. She doesn't make things up. This is all based on information. So great.
Hers are nonfiction accounts of different areas here in Audubon or in Iowa. So it's important to get those stories down.
You bet. So this is tomorrow evening, the 25th, starting at 7 p.m., correct?
Yes.
At
the Audubon Library and the Cultural Center.
And just in case somebody hasn't been to Audubon, in case they don't know where the library is, you can't hardly miss it, Gail.
Well, you really can't. You go up Main Street, around the square. We're in the northwest corner of the city square, so it's pretty easy to find
it. You bet. Stands out. And let's talk a little bit about that building, because you're celebrating a big birthday.
Well, we are. It's 125 years of library service within the town. We have a Carnegie Library that was built in 1912. We have an addition that was built 25 years ago in 1993. So it is a big anniversary for us.
And, you know, if those walls could talk, my, the stories they would have to tell, even that this last 25 years in the Cultural Center, because that really expanded the services that your library provides.
Oh, it really did. It allowed us to have a place for programs. It made us handicap accessible, just provided more room comes mm-hmm. and visitors.
What are your hours, Linda?
Well, hours are Mondays from noon to 5, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturdays 10 to 2, and we are open Monday through Thursday evenings from 7 to 8:30.
You know, I noticed that on the website. I'm going, well, that's really interesting. Is that kind of new to be open those hours in the evening, Gail?
No.
Okay.
I've been at the library 34 years, and we used to even be open until 9 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So we've kind of scaled back a little bit, but no, we've always tried to be open when people are available.
Yeah, great service. Our libraries are wonderful resources in so many ways. I'm sorry to say some people still think just books, and it's way beyond that. And saying way beyond that, let's talk about some of the programs you have coming up after tomorrow night.
Well, we have a program in May 1st. It's painting Albert the Bull. Kendra Sorum, who has Farmhouse Collectibles in Anita, is doing a paint class for those people who want to call and register. Just give us a call at the library. And that starts at 6:30. And then May 9th, Kathy Wilson, who does a program on downstairs at Downton Abbey, and that's at 7 o'clock. And I know she's going to be at several area libraries, too. So her program sounded really interesting.
Oh, yes. Downton Abbey, those fans are just really sincere. So I'm guessing you're going to have a lot of folks who are going, oh, I got to come hear about more about Downton Abbey. So that's great.
Oh, yeah. That's still pretty popular.
Yes. And then, of course, you have a lot of summer programs for kids?
We do. We have 6 programs this summer on Tuesdays, and you can go to our website and check out when we have those scheduled. Anywhere from the Hansen family to Jester Puppets, Jeff Quinn's a magician, Chad Elliott, who's an author and singer, Jason Collum, who's a juggler. And then on June 21st, Dan Wardell from Iowa Public Television will be doing a program for the kids. And those programs are all free to the kids. And hopefully they come and participate. We usually have good numbers for those, usually about 100 to 125 children come. Our theme this summer is Libraries Rock.
So does that mean rocks in the ground or does that mean music?
Well,
or both.
I hope it's music and enthusiasm, but it could be rocks in the ground.
So you'll be doing, some musical programs all summer.
Oh, we do. We do music in the park every Thursday evening, and we start at 7 o'clock and usually 8:30 or until the musicians decide it's time to stop. But we have 7 different groups coming to play. It starts June 7th. Joe Bean and Friends, Studio 728 from Coon Rapids. Mike Mancata is a country singer. Chad Elliott, again, he is a singer as well as a children's book author. Brad Morgan on July 5th. Darla Hansen Band, July 12th, and we skip July 19th because that's Fair Week, and then finish up July 26th with the Fabulous Thunderbolts.
All right. So always something going on at the Audubon Public Library and Cultural Center, and you mentioned we can all find that schedule online. And I don't know. Yeah. I wonder if people know that if there's a particular library they want to look up in Iowa, you know, you just Google in the town or Google in Iowa libraries, whatever, you'll find them. And that's a wonderful source that I've used for who's the director, when are the hours, where it's located. Great information there. So So that's
and most libraries do have Facebook too,
yes.
and we do try to put as much information on that, too.
Okay, remind us time tomorrow night.
Okay, time tomorrow night, April 25th, 7 p.m., is a program on the German POWs in Auburn.
Okay.
Linda McCann.
Thank you very much, Gail Richardson, for visiting with us today.
Well, and thanks for having us.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Libraries are the medicine chest of the soul.